Yep. Anything in here is fair game. I have asked that before somewhere along the line. Second one, adding an unsymmetrical reagent, such as the hydrogen halides, to an unsymmetrical alkene. Things get a little bit more complicated. Again, we have got a polarized system, but in this case it's intrinsically polarized. Remember, hydrogen chloride, if you throw it into water, it fully dissociates. In this case, we're not going to use water as a solvent, hence this will be hydrogen chloride molecule, so it's polarized plus on the hydrogen, minus on the chlorine. The pi cloud attacks the hydrogen. We form a new carbon-hydrogen bond. Step two, the chloride, which is left behind, because that thing hasn't got it, but you guys should draw in, there should be an arrow going from that bond onto the chlorine. Okay, step two, the chloride attacks the carbocation and we get product. Now in this case then, there are two possible products. One of them, the hydrogen, can go onto this carbon. One of them, the hydrogen, can go onto this carbon. Usually, only one product is observed as a result of that hydrochlorination. And that is the one in the second case where the hydrogen has ended up attached to the methylene group.